news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And we'll get more on your weather coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Rain part of our forecast for the next 3 or 4 days. When's it heaviest? He'll let us know coming up next.
Good morning, everybody. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center working one accident. Wreckers are on the scene eastbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan Avenue. It's without injuries. As traffic flow looks good so far beyond that, no problems northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. If you're traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, Halls Mill, I-10 near Theodore Dawes Road, pretty good ride. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or stop by their showroom in Robertsdale on Highway 59. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself right now. Negus Marine, 3957 Demetropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5890.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, and a flash flood watch in effect, not for Mobile and Baldwin counties yet. It is for coastal Mississippi and back into Louisiana. That line, the front line, is coming through central Louisiana right now. Lots of lightning, reports of hail throughout the night in southeast Texas and along the Louisiana coast, and flooding rains there. 2 to 4 inches already, I think, in Louisiana. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill. This is what's going to be inching its way towards us over this weekend, and rain chances today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I think, actually, unfortunately, it looks like Mother's Day, the best chance of rain right now. We'll get more on that from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's been 2 days and still no sign of a missing teenager named Jonathan Dunn of Mobile. Alabama law enforcement agency, they are hoping that someone knows something to bring this teenager home safely. They say he left his home on Wednesday, May 8th, and has not returned since. And as far as his direction of travel, it's unknown at this time. But if you have information about Jonathan Dunn's whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633. News out of Montgomery this morning, and these are some headlines which are capturing national attention after what happened on the Senate chamber floor, forcing a postponed vote on the proposed abortion ban. Lawmakers, some Democrats and some Republicans, objected to the exceptions being removed without a roll call vote. Upset senators began shouting inside the chamber when some Republicans stripped exceptions for rape and incest from that bill. The Alabama bill would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, he suggested lawmakers go home for the weekend and resume this debate next Tuesday. 4 states have approved abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, coming up in just a second, thanks, Kelly, we'll get the audio of the kerfuffle from Goat Hill yesterday. If you want to hear the motion, and you didn't make a motion, and he made a motion, and there's no motion, and the commotion of the motion is coming up in just a second. Also, we'll check in with News 5 for headlines next.
I spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The defense attorney for a Pensacola mother claims her 9-year-old daughter was out of control, and that is why she let a 325-pound woman sit on her. Derica Lindsay died in 2017. More witnesses are expected to be called to testify today before her mother, Gracie Smith's manslaughter trial, wraps up. Police have identified the victim of a homicide in Mobile Wednesday night. 25-year-old Dewan Robertson was found shot on Cloverleaf Circle. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. The search for his killer continues this morning. Four people are now charged in connection to the death of a Biloxi police officer. Three of the four are charged with accessory after the murder for allegedly helping Darian Atkinson Hyde. Those three face up to 40 years in prison. Atkinson, who will be back in court today, faces the death penalty if convicted. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information about the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This Saturday from 1 to 4 is Daphne's 7th Annual Beer Festival. 99 bottles of beer on the lawn at Southern Napa. 99 different beers to sample from Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama, the Southeast, and around the world. Plus, there's live music, a food truck, a pet adoption from the Baldwin Humane Society, and did we mention 99 different beers all under a huge tent? Tickets are just $35 and available at southernnapa.com, on Facebook, or at Southern Napa at 2304 Main Street in Daphne. Come sample the finest 99 beers available in Alabama this Saturday from 1 to 4 at Southern Napa in Daphne.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NBA playoffs, where Philadelphia beat Toronto 112-101 last night to even their series at 3 games apiece and force Game 7 in Toronto on Sunday. Jimmy Butler led Philly with 25 points, and 6 Philadelphia players scored at least 10 points in the win. Toronto was led by Kawhi Leonard with 29 points. That's the first time that he's scored less than 30 in this entire series. Winner of Sunday's game will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals to face Milwaukee. In the second game of the night, Damian Lillard scored 32 points and led Portland past Denver 119-108 and force a Game 7 tomorrow in Denver. C.J. McCollum added 30 points, and Rodney Hood came off the bench with a career playoff-high 25 points for the Blazers. The winner of Sunday's game will face the winner of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets in the Western Conference Finals. In news from that series, Golden State's Kevin Durant had an MRI yesterday after injuring his right leg on Wednesday night. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says that Durant has a right calf strain and will not play in the rest of his team's Western Conference semifinal series against the Houston Rockets. Kerr did say that he is confident that Durant will be able to return in the conference finals if Golden State can close out the series. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Carolina 5-2 to win Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina led 2-1 going into the third period before Boston's Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron scored power play goals 28 seconds apart to take a 3-2 lead. An empty netter from Charlie Coyle and a breakaway goal from Chris Wagner gave the Bruins a 3-goal victory. Now the teams will prepare for Game 2 in Boston on Sunday. In NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks announced yesterday that they've terminated wide receiver Doug Baldwin and safety Cam Chancellor's contracts. Both had failed physical designations on those contracts. Baldwin's from Pensacola. He's 30 years old now, but he had an injury-riddled 2018 season. Reports came during this year's draft that he was contemplating retirement after undergoing his second surgery of the offseason. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith announced on Instagram yesterday that he will not play football this year, but he did leave open the possibility of returning in 2020 or afterwards. Smith said that he needs to take some time off for his family and for his health in his retirement statement. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Miami Dolphins are making Xavien Howard the NFL's highest-paid cornerback, giving him a five-year, $76.5 million deal with $46 million guaranteed. The 25-year-old is coming off his first Pro Bowl season. He was the NFL's co-interception leader with 7 picks in just 12 games. On the PGA Tour, Denny McCarthy leads after round one of the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas. McCarthy shot a career-low 8 under par 63 for a one-stroke lead over Tyler Duncan and Tom Hodge. In the major leagues yesterday, Atlanta continued its West Coast slide with a 3-2 loss to Arizona in 10 innings. The Braves have now lost 4 in a row after being swept by the LA Dodgers. The Chicago Cubs beat Miami 4-1. St. Louis crushed Pittsburgh 17-4. Washington shut out the LA Dodgers 6-0. The Yankees beat Seattle 3-1. The Angels shut out Detroit 13-0. Houston beat Texas 4-2. And Cincinnati shut out Oakland 3-0. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Win them before you can buy them. Widespread, spread, panic, panic.
Hiding in the tall grass. People hiding in the tall grass.
Widespread panic, two nights at the Pensacola Bay Center, Saturday and Sunday, Labor Day weekend.
Come on, Jack.
Tickets on sale this Friday at 10, but listen to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile for your chance to win them before you can buy them from FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs for over a decade. Specifically, the United States argued that the manufacturer knew their earplugs were too short for proper insertion into users' ears, and that the earplugs could loosen and therefore didn't perform properly or reduce noise the way they should have. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, you need to choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the most compensation for your injuries. Call the Sentinel Group now for more information and a free case review. Call 800-670-3180. 800-670-3180. That's 800-670-3180.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pinsett Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Just working one accident eastbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan off to the side of the road, and the wreckers are on the scene. Looks like it's a nice ride across the Bayway so far this morning. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. No delays in Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. You haven't seen any delays. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the all-new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. The story our news partners at WKRG were talking about here, and I want to point out this this news first broke on this show back in March. Mm-hmm. It was a video of a kid down in Florida that was goofing on his parents, went and got in that igloo cooler, the lid closed, kid couldn't get it open, and I said, watch this, this is going to be just like the gasoline containers, right, that had the vent spout in the back.
Yep.
Which I may or may not be holding on to some contraband. Probably Ooh. Don't. I probably don't have three of those babies in my garage with the vent spout in the back. But, you know, those were taken off the market because people would go with a can of gasoline and go throw it on a fire, go, like, try to sling it out of the nozzle and fire, and they caught themselves on fire, and the fire traveled back up, and because of the vent back there, could get into the tank and make the tank explode.
So they ruined it for everyone.
Right. The people doing the dumb thing ruined that product for us. In this case, it was a kid goofing on the parents, and igloo coolers that have the... It's the metal latch, okay? And if you haven't... You've probably seen one, but, I mean, it's not the regular push it tight and it holds, which it doesn't hold forever, or the plastic latches that break. I've replaced so many over the years. And believe me, it's a part of Igloo's business model. It's very smart. You go into any of the stores, they have all these replacement hinges and latches. So instead of making it great in the first place, they make it so you have to buy the products down the road.
Of course.
And I'm that guy. I've had to patch and fix coolers over the years. Well, the metal latches that... You can put on your coolers or that come on their marine coolers or what is in question. And now it says, according to Igloo, Marine Elite coolers may or may not have one of those on the boat that you've been in, the Gulf boat, can automatically lock when the lid is closed. Automatically, in other words, they close. It's because the weight of the metal keeps them closed. That's why they're good latches, so your cooler lids don't come flinging open.
Yeah, like when you're fishing, you got a lot going on.
That's right.
You don't want to have to worry about the cooler being closed.
Or when you're running back in, the cooler lid, like where that big cooler is in front of my center console on my boat, if it wasn't latching, it would flip open, right? And then the wind would catch it, you know, open it like that. So I want latches at work. Well, y'all go buy them up now. Word out this morning, Igloo is recalling those Marine Elite coolers, the ones with the metal latches, so get in while the getting's good. I can't do anything until 9 o'clock this morning, but then you'll see me at one of the box stores buying up the replacement metal latches and maybe an extra cooler to boot. I need a 48 and a 90, whatever it is, 90-something.
Mm-hmm. So. And again, this all started because some kid was scaring their parents, right?
That's right. That's right. A scary thing for the parents for the 36 seconds that it happened. I admit that would be scary, but we're going to take them all off the market. All right. 6:23, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Medicinal marijuana back in the headlines as the Alabama Senate has approved a bill authorizing the use of medical marijuana for some medical conditions. The bill was approved Thursday morning on a 17-6 vote. Republican Senator Tim Melson of Florence says research shows that medical marijuana can offer relief to patients with certain chronic illnesses. That bill would set up a state oversight commission and a process for prescribing marijuana for people with medical conditions like autism spectrum disorder, epilepsy, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, multiple sclerosis, muscle disorders, opioid addiction, pain syndromes, or pain associated with other medical conditions and post-traumatic stress disorder. Patients with a valid medical cannabis card could not be charged with marijuana possession. Patients would have to have a doctor's recommendation and a second opinion and meet other conditions. This bill now moves to the House of Representatives. Thursday's weather severe for some in our area, with tornado watches even issued, and now we know other portions of our state have been confirmed to have seen tornadic activity here in Alabama. The National Weather Service in Huntsville has confirmed that a tornado did touch down along the Alabama-Tennessee line Thursday afternoon. A meteorologist surveying that damage near U.S. 231 and Hunter Road in Madison County found evidence of an EF0 tornado with peak winds of 85 miles per hour. The Weather Service says that most of the damage surveyed was on the Tennessee side of the border, but there could be some downed trees on the Alabama side. The Weather Service will continue to inspect the damaged path later today. Of course, our very own Dr. Bill, he'll join us in a few short minutes to give us a closer look at yesterday's weather, today's, and the weekend as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:25, FM Talk 106.5. We got to do something about this igloo thing.
You just start a one of those crowd things online?
Yeah.
A petition?
Yes, let's do it. All right, I'm going to put go look at the Twitter feed here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to put a post up to President Trump to see if I can get his help on this to keep those latches. Because normally I would say Igloo is a private business and they can do whatever the heck they want. Mm-hmm. And I still, even though it's my ox being gored here, I still truly believe that. They can do whatever they want because they're a private business. But in today's populist world, where government wants to tell businesses what to do, and that's been long the province of Democrats, now to some degree, province of the Trump administration as well, I'm going to just say, hey, if you're going to be stepping on individual business rights and telling them what they can and can't do, why don't you make a decree that if Igloo recalls those heavy-duty marine latching things, that they better move out of the country or something like that.
Well, if the president starts tweeting to save the igloos, some people might think that he's switched sides on the global warming debate. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll hashtag it, not that igloo, or something like that. All right. So yesterday, big talk was what happened on the floor of the Alabama Senate. I think the word chaos was used about 18,000 times, but some other people used terms like kerfuffle and hubbub. Story was you had a floor debate over an amendment that would have added exceptions for rape and incest to House Bill 314, the bill that would criminalize abortions in Alabama. So shortly after that was discussed, they had a little motion to move the bill. And this is, you probably heard a short clip of this, but here's a longer version of this. This is what's going on yesterday in the Alabama House. You had a panel discussion. You had a Senate floor discussion going on. You had the move here to take out rape and incest from the exceptions and then to go ahead and vote on it real fast. And had some disagreement from some Republicans and lots of Democrats, and it sounded a little something like this.
In favor, say aye.
No,
any opposed? Motion passes. Committee
Mr.
amendment
Chairman,
is tabled.
Senator
Chambliss.
There was no motion. There was no motion.
There was a motion.
There
he made a motion.
He didn't even make a motion, Mr. President.
Hold on. Excuse
he
me.
Did not make a motion.
He made a motion
he did
to
not
table.
Make a motion. There was no motion from the other side.
He
we
made a motion to table.
That, Senator. No.
Hey.
He didn't even make a motion.
He made a motion to table.
What was the motion made?
The motion.
No motion was made. You just
excuse me. Senator Chambliss, you're recognized.
I don't care what the chair is about.
Thank you, Mr. President.
He did not make a motion.
In response to...
Okay, you know how I've told y'all in the past, you probably don't want to see how the sausage is made in Montgomery. But if you do, that's at least what it sounds like with sausage bacon. All right, Dr. Bill joins us in just a second. News 5 is next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of shooting and killing Biloxi police officer Robert McKeithen will be back in court today. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Today we could learn whether or not Atkinson will request a court-appointed attorney. In 2017, Mississippi added law enforcement officers to the state's hate crime law, doubling the penalties for people who commit crimes against officers. Alabama is considering a similar law after the deaths of two officers this year, including Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. The bill has been approved by a Senate committee. Alabama lawmakers are considering a bill that would eliminate a religious exemption to vaccinations. House Bill 592 cites an immediate public health crisis as more than 700 cases of measles have been reported in the U.S. this year, one in Alabama. The bill would remove the exemption for public and private schools. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the arrest of the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts?
Keep up with that one. Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's underwear?
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
President Trump tweeting about trade with China this morning, just hours after imposing stiff new tariffs on Chinese imports. The president writing trade talks, quote, continue in a very congenial manner. There's, quote, absolutely no need to rush on trade talks with Beijing, and he hopes China will not, quote, again try to redo deal. Day one of the new round of trade talks ended with no reports of progress, as we hear from Caitlin Collins at the White House.
The question is what they're going to achieve today by meeting. Now, people do think it's a good sign that they are meeting again for the second day in a row.
The worst of the storms battering the Gulf Coast are moving away now, leaving tens of thousands without power in southeast Texas and Louisiana. Parts of Interstate 10 near Houston had to be closed overnight because of flooding, with 4 inches of additional rain falling last night. Flash flood warnings and flood watches are in effect from East Texas to Knoxville, Tennessee. Stock futures are dropping now on Wall Street ahead of the opening bell this morning. The Dow now off about 56 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. In an opinion essay in the New York Times, Chris Hughes, who helped Mark Zuckerberg create the company that eventually became Facebook, called for the social media giant to be broken up. Hughes says the Facebook CEO has gained power that is both unprecedented and un-American. Hughes says Zuckerberg's focus on growth led him to sacrifice security and civility for clicks, and that if Facebook remains intact, its monopoly over online social interaction will become even more entrenched. Boston Beer is acquiring Dogfish Head Brewery in a $300 million deal that combines two early craft brewers that now confront slowing industry sales and hundreds of competitors. Boston Beer, which brews Sam Adams, says the acquisition will help the two smaller players better compete against global brewers. Beer volume fell 1.5% in the U.S. last year as consumers drank less alcohol and switched to wine and spirits. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, already had some of the rain here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but looks like the bulk of it's still back to our west.
Yeah, right now there's a weather front just about stationary that extends from northern Alabama all the way back through Louisiana into the Houston area. And that front is just going to stay around there for at least the next 24 to 36 hours, and then eventually it'll start to move to the east on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be numerous along that front, especially over Mississippi and Louisiana. And right now, that's where most of the action is. Fairly quiet in our area right now. But what we can expect for our part of the country is that over the next couple of days, we'll see a series of upper air disturbances that'll move along that front. And every time one of those moves through, it'll set off clusters of showers and thunderstorms. And then on Sunday, the whole frontal system will move through, and that's our best chance for rain will be on Sunday with that frontal system. After that, things improve Monday and Tuesday. So for today, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Most of those will be this afternoon. We'll get up around 82, 83 degrees for a high temperature. Of course, it'll be very humid. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, pretty much a repeat of today with some scattered shower thunderstorm activity, especially in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Then on Sunday, the frontal system will move into our area, and we expect numerous showers and thunderstorms, and the high on Sunday in the low 80s. As for any kind of severe weather, there's a slight chance on Saturday that we could see a thunderstorm or two that could produce some strong gusty winds. A little better chance that we could see some severe weather activity on Sunday, mostly straight-line winds in these thunderstorms and as that front moves through. And as I mentioned, things will improve a bit on Monday, a slight chance of a few showers around, especially maybe in the morning. It'll be partly cloudy, high of 82. And that's going to be the pattern for Tuesday also, with a slight chance of a shower.
All right, so it's not looking good for outdoor activities for Mom on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. We don't know at this point when the heaviest activity will be, whether it might come in the morning or afternoon. We'll have a better look at that a little bit later, but we are going to be in for showers and thunderstorms. This front is not going to move very fast. Once it's stationary now and it starts moving, it'll be slow, and it'll take a while for it to move through on Sunday.
Wow. So it's talking about this front being stationary, and if people have a chance this morning to look at the radar and look back there to our west in Louisiana, they've already gotten, 2 to 4 inches of rain, and you're saying it's not getting out of there anytime soon.
That's right. And when you can expect all that activity to move through here. So it looks like for our location, if you take today, tomorrow, and Sunday, we can expect at least 2 inches, maybe 2 to 4 inches are possible in our area, but larger totals to the north of us. That means interior southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi. They've already had several inches of rain, and they can expect several more over the next few days.
So most likely another flooding event like we had a couple months ago up there? Do you think they're going to...
It does look like it, yeah. Because the amount of rain that you can already see that's occurring in Louisiana, these upper air disturbances will set off numerous showers and thunderstorms. And, it's going to be significant rain, certainly to the north of us. And even here in Mobile, we could look at 2 to possibly 4 inches of rain for a total through the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. I guess the good news there is no temptation to not be there helping Mom out this weekend.
Yeah.
Because there is the temptation, if it's nice, you're like, okay, I'll be back. Okay, I know it's Mother's Day and I'm fishing, but I'll be back before you get up. Not that I've ever said that. But
no, well, it sounds like you've maybe live through that once or twice.
I'll be back, I swear. I'm not going to be gone the whole day. Is it though? But no worry about that. Looks like a rainy weekend. We'll get a weekend weather scale coming up next hour with Dr. Bill as well. We'll get traffic and headlines next right here on Mobile Mornings.
If you love mud bugs, listen up. Crawfish for a Cause is coming to the grounds in Mobile Saturday, May 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Tickets include all-you-can-eat crawfish with beverages for $30. There will also be a silent auction, live music, and activities for the kids. Tickets are limited and are only pre-sale online at eventbrite.com. Proceeds go to USA Health University Hospital's Arnold Letterman Regional Burn Center.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still wrapping up an older accident eastbound I-10 between DIB and Michigan Avenue. As traffic flow looks great so far across the Bayway and the Causeway, Fairhope and Daphne's, from Malvis to Spanish Fort, no delays. It's a pretty good start to our Friday morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, a segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Hey, the junk is, if you just got junk piled up, it's going to get wet this weekend. Maybe don't care. If you don't care if the stuff gets wet, then maybe it's junk that needs to be gone from your life. Make it happen quickly with my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, you've probably seen their trucks in your neighborhoods. What's it all about? It's about the convenience of picking up the phone, going to the website, setting an appointment, and having that crew come out and quote you a price. And if you agree on it, they get right to work and get the job done quickly. Could be at your home, could be at your office, could be a storage unit. You know, and big things, too. You might not think. You might think of, like, boxes in your attic and all that. But, I mean, they move above-ground pools and swing sets and storage built, like...
Trampolines.
Trampolines, all that kind of stuff. If you want junk like that gone, big stuff, where are you going to put it? How are you going to haul it? Doesn't matter. They can handle it for you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They're also the sponsors of the online opinion poll question, which is a... I feel like an old subject for us, but a new subject for everybody else, mm-hmm. You know, in television news. We've been talking about the toll in detail for months and months and months here, and I'm happy to keep doing it because it's a big deal for people in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but it is a subject that we've talked about a whole bunch, and we continue to talk about it. The online opinion poll question, how much would you be willing, not want to pay, willing to pay in tolls on the new I-10 or the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel project? You can tell us what you would pay on the front page of FMTalk1065.com under the 1-800-GOT-JUNK symbol. It's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. We'll tell the latest votes on that up in just a little bit and get those percentages to you. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama lawmakers are hoping this makes for a winning combination now that an Alabama House committee has adopted a new version of a bill to set up a state lottery in the state of Alabama. The difference is how the money would be distributed. The House Economic Development and Tourism Committee adopted the bill by Representative Steve Klaus. This bill would direct 75% of net lottery revenues to the general fund and 25% to the Education Trust Fund. The original version by Senator Greg Albertson would have first applied the revenue to pay back the Alabama Trust Fund for transfers made to support the state budget from 2013 through 2015 and would have split lottery revenues between the general fund, a new reserve fund, and the Alabama Trust Fund. Albertson's bill passed the Senate last month. The committee is expected to vote on the lottery bill next week. And the bill is a proposed amendment to the state constitution. It would need 63 votes in the 104-member House to pass, and the House and Senate would have to agree on the same version. If approved by the legislature, it would go on the ballot for voters for March 2020. The lottery is projected to raise about $167 million a year after prizes and expenses are paid. Three teens in Sarah Land are facing multiple charges as all three are accused of breaking into multiple vehicles and taking items from those cars. Sarah Land PD spotted the trio on Calioka Road. Early Wednesday morning, all three been charged with 10 counts of breaking and entering a vehicle. The suspects have been identified as 18-year-old Dylan Moore and 19-year-old Randall Dixon. And there is a young person under the age of 18 who's not being identified at this time. Moore has also been charged with third-degree burglary for an unrelated case. Detectives say they recovered some of the stolen items and information on additional cases in other jurisdictions. Moore and Dixon were booked into Metro Jail here in Mobile. The juvenile was booked into the Strickland Youth Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The defense attorney for a Pensacola mother claims her 9-year-old daughter was out of control, and that is why she let a 325-pound woman sit on her. Derricka Lindsay died in 2017. More witnesses are expected to be called to testify today before her mother, Gracie Smith's manslaughter trial, wraps up. Police have identified the victim of a homicide in Mobile Wednesday night. 25-year-old Dewan Robertson was found shot on Cloverleaf Circle. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. The search for his killer continues this morning. Four people are now charged in connection to the death of a Biloxi police officer. Three of the four are charged with accessory after the murder for allegedly helping Darian Atkinson hide. Those three face up to 40 years in prison. Atkinson, who will be back in court today, faces the death penalty if convicted. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information about the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Two NBA Round 2 series are heading to Game 7. The NHL Conference Finals begin, and Pensacola's Doug Baldwin released by the Seattle Seahawks. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat Toronto 112-101 to even their series at 3 games apiece and force a Game 7 in Toronto on Sunday.
And a well-deserved standing ovation from the Philly faithful, because the Sixers played lights out.
Jimmy Butler led Philly with 25 points, and 6 Philadelphia players scored at least 10. Toronto was led by Kawhi Leonard with 29 points. It's the first time he's scored less than 30 in this series. The winner of Sunday's game will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they will face the Milwaukee Bucks. In the second game, Damian Lillard scored 32 points and led Portland past Denver 119-108 and force a Game 7 tomorrow in Denver.
Lillard in rhythm. It's game time! He's got 12.
CJ McCollum added 30 points, and Rodney Hood came off the bench with a career playoff high 25 points for the Blazers. The winner of Sunday's game will face the winner of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. And in news from that series, Golden State's Kevin Durant had an MRI yesterday after injuring his right leg on Wednesday night. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says that Durant has a right calf strain and will not play in the rest of his team's Western Conference semifinal series against the Houston Rockets.
That's obviously a huge loss, but our team has a lot of confidence. They trust each other. They've won championships together. So we come out and we give it our best shot.
Kerr did say that he's confident Durant will be able to return in the conference finals if Golden State can close out the series. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Carolina 5-2 to win Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina led 2-1 going into the third period before Boston's Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron scored power play goals 28 seconds apart and take a 3-2 lead. An empty netter from Charlie Coyle and a breakaway goal from Chris Wagner gave the Bruins a 3-goal victory. Now the teams will prepare for Game 2 in Boston on Sunday. In NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks announced yesterday they've terminated wide receiver Doug Baldwin and safety Cam Chancellor's contracts. Both failed physicals with the team this week. Baldwin's from Pensacola. He's 30 years old now and had an injury-riddled 2018 season. Reports came during this year's NFL draft that Baldwin was contemplating retirement after undergoing his second surgery of the offseason. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith announced yesterday on Instagram that he'll not play football this year, but he did leave open the possibility of a return in 2020 or beyond. Smith said that he needs to take time off for his family and for his health in the statement. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Miami Dolphins are making Xavien Howard the NFL's highest-paid cornerback. They're giving him a 5-year, $76.5 million deal with $46 million guaranteed. The 25-year-old's coming off his first Pro Bowl season. He was the NFL's co-interception leader with 7 picks in just 12 games. On the PGA Tour, Denny McCarthy leads after round one of the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas, Texas. McCarthy shot a career-low 8-under par 63 for a one-stroke lead over Tyler Duncan and Tom Hodge. In the major leagues yesterday, Atlanta continued its West Coast slide with a 3-2 loss to Arizona in 10 innings. The Braves have now lost 4 in a row after being swept by the LA Dodgers. The Chicago Cubs beat Miami 4-1. St. Louis crushed Pittsburgh 17-4. Washington shut out the LA Dodgers 6-0. The Yankees beat Seattle 3-1. The Angels shut out Detroit 13-0. Houston beat Texas 4-2. And Cincinnati shut out Oakland 3-0. It's 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. No new wrecks, and it's a good ride for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Traffic through the city from Airport, University, Schillinger, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin in 65. No delays yet, and it's a nice ride coming in from the eastern shore across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mom deserves the very best. For Mother's Day this Sunday, call Mom and invite her to the elegant brunch at the historic Crystal Ballroom at the Battle House Hotel. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
At Hyundai, you get more safety, more dependability, and more warranty. Pair that with great pricing, and you're getting a great deal more than just a great deal.
Century Bank. We take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
All right,
at 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Hey, tonight, Bryan Adams at the Amphitheater at the Wharf. Tickets are on sale now, and you could win the last set of Bryan Adams tickets we have to give away to you by being caller number 6 right now at 343-0106, 343-0106. Got to be able to come by, pick up those tickets, take them down the Wharf tonight, and enjoy that show. So once again, caller 6 at 343-0106. The tickets are yours, and we'll have more chances to win tickets. Got some Widespread Panic tickets and some 99 Bottles of Beer on the Lawn tickets all straight ahead. Right now, we have headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News is out when it comes to the safest and most dangerous military towns, and Alabama makes the list on both sides of the aisle. We begin with the safest military town, named Quantico, Virginia. VentaventSource.com looked at Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard installations to identify the 10 safest and 10 least safe military towns in America. The rankings were determined by looking at more than 200 active U.S. military bases from all five branches of armed services, and then examining the FBI's 2017 Uniform Crime Reports data. And they focus particularly on violent and property crime rates per capita. So the top three safest military installations: Quantico, Virginia, Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania, and Bedford, Massachusetts. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, the 10 most dangerous military towns were: number one, Anniston, Alabama, the Anniston Army Depot, Leesville, Louisiana, and Baltimore, Maryland, Coast Guard Yard. Now, here's some good news, though. Making 58th place as a safe place, Redstone Arsenal in Madison County, 69th safest, Fort Rucker in Daleville, and 184th safest, Aviation Training Coast Guard Center. It's graduation season, and students nationwide are being rewarded and awarded for their efforts in the classroom, courtesy of the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. The winners were selected from a pool of 15,000 finalists in this scholarship program. The students were judged to have the strongest combination of accomplishments, skills, and potential for success. Here are a number of names in our area. These Alabama students are receiving $2,500 scholarships. Alexander Vick attends St. Michael Catholic High School. Peyton Aiken attends Fairhope High School, as does Jacob Newsom. He also attends Fairhope High School. Danielle Flores attends McGill-Tulin Catholic High School. And Kaline attends UMS Wright Preparatory School. Danielle Risk attends St. Paul's Episcopal School. And Brooke Swain attends UMS Wright Preparatory School. And Reed Robinson attends Alabama School of Math and Science. If you know these young people, these young scholars, be sure to congratulate them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Congratulations, Lando from Daphne, picking up the final, and I mean final pair of Bryan Adams tickets at concert tonight at the Wharf. And Lando's heading there, along with a lot of other FM Talk 106.5 winners over the last few weeks.
All right, good luck. More tickets on the way this morning, and we'll be right back with hour number two. News 5 is next.